Good evening and welcome to The Big Fight, a show that is young at 22, the oldest running debate show on Indian news television. I'm Sanket Upadhyay. The Narcotics Control Bureau raids, the NCB raids, the news of which came out last Sunday, created quite a sensation. Not for the amount of drugs in question, but for the people who were allegedly consuming. Among those accused and arrested are superstar Shah Rukh Khan's son, Aryan Khan. No, this is not an argument to let anyone off the hook, simply because of their affiliations. Our argument is that no one should be left off the hook, howsoever high and mighty they may be. And just extending this argument to the drug seize at the Mundra port as well. So however high and mighty you may be, you should not escape the law. Only last month, 3,000 kilograms of heroin was being brought in as talcum powder. This is from Gujarat's Mundra port. The port owner said, how would we know what is the content? Fair enough. But why should there have not been greater vigil to stop this route for the transport of drugs? It is 3,000 kilograms today, but imagine the quantity of drugs that may have already crossed out different borders from these ports. Undetected. What have we known in that probe so far? That is the one question that we have. What do we know? We'll get you those details in just a short moment from now. Obviously, some person in Vizag was questioned. Some arrests have been made. There are four Afghan nationals, one Uzbek national. But what about the real mastermind in India? The head of this drug cartel, who was importing 3,000 kilograms, that is 21,000 crore rupees worth of drugs into this country. It has to be some. There has to be some mastermind. Where is that mastermind? Where is the mad breathlessness to spot the culprits and masterminds of 3,000 kilograms of heroin? Or is it easier to obsess over someone who would give you publicity, like a star's kid? Again, the rider. If he is guilty, he should be punished. And then, of course, you have allegations of BJP workers and private detectives assisting the raids. So on The Big Fight tonight, is the NCB carrying out a political raid? Is the intention really to nab the big fish or to create a sensation between Mumbai and Mundra? Why is there such a huge difference in response? That is going to be our top discussion right here. I have at this moment Mr. Umakant Mishra, former director of the NCB, with us. We also have Kanika Sadanand, a noted actor and a lawyer, joining us on this panel. In just a short moment, Mr. Niranjan Shetty, spokesperson of the BJP, will be there. PKD Nambia is a political analyst, supports the government. Clyde Castro, spokesperson of the NCP, as well as Adil Singh Bhopurai, spokesperson of the Congress, is also going to be with us. Let's begin with you, Ms. Kanika Sadanand. You know, this long introduction that I gave, and sorry for that, I took 3 minutes, but it is with the intention to perhaps put our heads in the right place as far as priorities are concerned. What is bigger?
Absolutely.
A few grams or 3 tons?
30 grams. Versus 3,000 kgs. So this is where our priority is. 30 grams versus 3,000 kgs. And that too, they're accusing somebody who they did not find anything on his person. That's what I hear. I mean, allegedly he was there and he was consuming or he was carrying, but they have not said that he was carrying the drugs. So I feel, and this is from the last year, which when Sushant Singh unfortunate death happened. From then to now, I see that NCB is only interested in, you know, headline capturing or this media jamboree that they have. And it's ridiculous because that's not their job. I think our Mumbai and ANC cells are doing better than what the NCB is doing. They should stop the source. Who is the kingpin is the right question you ask. Who was the person taking the delivery of these 3,000 kgs? Why obsessed with Bollywood? And it's not only Bollywood, because Bollywood gives you that, you know, that sensationalism, that whole limelight, that's why you're doing this. But what happened with the 3,000
kgs? Okay, but you know, Kanika ji, a quick rider also if he is guilty, that is, Mr. Aryan Absolutely. Khan is guilty, he should be punished. Nobody is making a case that the guilty must not be punished here.
But
it's a question on priorities. Yes.
After 1 year back, I said the job of the NCB is to start, is to follow the crescent, the golden crescent and the golden triangle, and see the drugs that are coming in, who is importing them, who is the carrier, what is happening. Instead, they're after these, you know, these, I should not call them small fries, but these are actually small fish.
Okay. Bear with us. Bear with us. We also have Mr. Vikas Singh, Senior Advocate of the Supreme Court and former Additional Solicitor General of India. Thank you very much, Vikas ji, for joining us. My first question to you is, you know, the manner in which this probe has been carried out. You saw last year something similar happening. Don't want to get into the merits of this case as the investigation is still on. But I want to know your opinion. What do you think about these arrests, purely from a legal standpoint?
Sanket, if you will remember, even last year when Bria had been arrested, I had come on your channel and said that it is divine justice, because I said no case in the NCB is made up, but she should have been arrested by the CBI, which had not happened. So I said at least that kind of justice has happened in this case. Now my point is very, very clear on this. Narcotics Act, this NDPS, is entirely possession-based. So if you have a small quantity, you get 1 year sentence. If it is a commercial quantity, you get 20 years. If it is in between, then you get 10 years. So if there is no possession, there is no crime committed. That is number one. If you are a peddler of drugs, then that's the other case of crime. So neither was he found in possession of any drug. I'm talking about Aryan Khan. Nor is he a peddler of drugs. He at best... And I say that against him, that he at best is a consumer of drug. Now a consumer of drug, a medical test is not in place. So a consumer of drug and a conviction is almost next to impossible. And a consumer of drug can at best go to 1 year. And 1 year should according to me be a bailable offense. So there is no reason why, and I say one thing more, Sanket. Any child of that 20s or, you know, early 20s, etc., these are impressionable age. And these are the future of this country. So to put them behind bars at this time, they are actually victims of this menace, if you ask me, so to speak. And a victim of this menace to be put behind bar, as if he's a, you know, perpetrator of the crime, is actually doing great disservice to the society. And I personally feel that this kind of arrest should not have happened. I mean, keeping him behind bars for having, you know, whatever I've read in the media, it's some kind of a group chat where children are having drugs, etc. And if somebody is in contact with a drug dealer, then you can get after him. But don't arrest these children. I'm sure these children will cooperate if there is anybody.
But Mr. Singh, you seem to be talking like a concerned Indian, might I add, a concerned father or a grandparent, more than, you know, as a lawyer. So in terms of a legal position, is the NCB technically wrong in making this arrest and making this case if he has drugs on him?
So, Sanket, you did not hear that is probably what I started off by saying. The entire act is possession-based.
Okay.
So, the offense is that if you are found in possession with drug, then the offense is committed. And the quantity of possession that you have determines the quantum of sentence. So, if it's a small quantity, the sentence is 1 year. If the quantity is commercial quantity, it is 20 years, and if it is in between, it's 10 years.
But you feel that if this continues, if you go on with this line of punishment, the process itself may become the punishment and thus do greater disservice.
Much more than the punishment, because ultimately there will be no conviction. I can guarantee you this in a case.
Why would you say that, sir?
There are some cases of Punjab.
Mr. Singh, we seem to be losing your audio and video. I really beg your pardon. We seem to be losing your audio and video. Let's try this once again, and then if we are not successful, we'll try to fix this. Mr. Singh, can you hear me? Sorry, there was a major bandwidth issue.
I can. I can hear you, but there is a connectivity issue. I can also feel that in the headphone. I can also feel that there is a connectivity issue.
Yes, I think we are in a better position now. Yes, you were saying, sir.
So I was saying that in this kind of a scenario, the conviction does not happen because the conviction can only be based upon a medical opinion, which is done by the hair follicle test that is inside you. Now, in the case of Aryanthar, I believe that test was not even done. So they have not even suspected him to have been consumed this drug. They are only charging him for whatever WhatsApp chats that they found in his phone, which show that he is in touch with some people who are supplying drugs. Now, that also probably is a group chat where somebody else actually may be in touch with the drug dealer.
And the law says that you have to be in possession, and the quantum of punishment will be directly proportional to the possession.
The quantum of possession. So if the possession is a small quantity, it's 1 year. If it's a commercial quantity, as they say, then it is 20 years. And if it is an in-between quantity, because commercial quantity is defined and commercial and small quantity is defined.
Okay.
And if you're in between, then it is 10 years.
Vikas Singh,
that's the only way.
Yes. Mr. Singh, my final question to you is, do you think that there is a tendency in these agencies to go for names that will create some amount of sensation as if some great job has been done, rather than going for the actual act? For instance, had we gone after the masterminds, the Indian handler of 3,000 kgs of drugs, which was seized at the Mundra port, being brought in as talcum powder, that would not have, that arrest may not have led to, 24/7 coverage, breathless coverage. Whereas this does.
Sanket, you actually hit the nail on the head. This is all being done to pay for the gallery. And when you catch somebody, who's from a high profile family, they know that there will be a lot of media attention in this kind of case. So that helps them divert the big cases, and that helps them in Delhi, letting those caught free. I mean, unfortunately, crime in this country is being, investigated in a manner where you only look at those cases where you will get firstly media publicity and you will only just show that you're doing something, but you're actually letting the real guys go scot-free. So this is like, I totally agree with you. This is what is happening.
At NDTV, we are not going to do that. And thank you very much for agreeing to say or saying out loud and very clearly what you feel is the right thing. Thank you very much. This gives us a great amount of conviction also to put our point forward. Thank you very much, Mr. Singh. Very quickly now, going back to all our guests, Clyde Krasto, I'm going to come to you now. It is the NCP, which the Minister of NCP, Mr. Nawab Malik, who held press conferences, bringing in a political angle, that these raids are political in nature. That you've got BJP leaders who are assisting in the raid. You've got private detectives who have made the NCP office some sort of a thoroughfare. Do you feel that these raids are political?
Well, Sanket, all that you've seen in the last few days and, what we are going to be exposing even tomorrow. Tomorrow we have a press conference at 12 at noon. And we are going to, expose more connections with the BJP for this whole NCP raid that is happening. Now, you have two people here. Namely Bhanushali and Gosari. Now, Bhanushali's Facebook profile, which he's locked right now, showed that he was vice president of the BJP. He never mentioned, whether it's national or state or wherever. Then he goes on record to say that I am a worker, ordinary worker of the BJP. Now, this ordinary worker is like, a big time extraordinary person. He's got access straight to the, Honorable Prime Minister and all the ministers in the cabinet and the ministers in Gujarat. Now, you tell me something that everybody wants to know, and the question that has been raised is, how can an ordinary citizen actually drag an accused into the NCB office? You have these two people, Gosabi and Bhanushali. One is holding Aryan Khan, one is holding the other boy, and they're pulling them by hand into the NCB office. And the other guy, Gosabi, he's a fraudster. There's a case against him in Pune. He's been duping people, promising them jobs. So you have a BJP person and his friend, Gosavi, who's a fraudster, who's now actually dragging people, witnesses, informers, whoever you call them, into the NCB office. Hmm. Now see the duplicity of statements. The NCB says that these are our witnesses, and Bhanushali says that I informed them about this. So who's right? And now the important point, again, another important point here is that if you are an informer and or you are a witness, where is it written that the informer or the witness can actually handle a accused? And secondly, isn't there something called witness protection or an informer? It's an unwritten thing here where the police or
yeah, but then it's pretty evident over here that these witnesses or these eyewitnesses or the people who give tip off want to be seen.
No, but
it's very, very clear. They want to click selfies. They want their moment under the sun. But the point is, should this be allowed or not? Very quickly, Niranjan Shetty.
Can I just finish this?
Niranjan Shetty, I want to come to you now. You see, Mr. Clive Trastow has made certain very important points. You've got a BJP worker and a private detective walking inside the office of the Narcotics Control Bureau as if it is someone's house and there is a mini party going on. You know, they've made NCB a thoroughfare. You think this is acceptable? And I would go a step further. Do you think that this raises doubts over the nature of these raids?
I think, accusing that just being a BJP member and then setting aside all the action that Mr. Aryan was found to be in possession of the drug and trying to bring it down just because of BJP karyakarta or
no, Mr. Shetty, if you could allow me, two things. Number one, let's talk law here, okay? So legally, you have a case to prove against Mr. Khan, right? You will do that in you as in the NCB will do that in the court. Here we see that, picture. Let's look at these as two separate cases. On one hand, you have this case which you have to prove, but on the other, you have visual proof of two people who have no connection or no business being there in that office.
The government doesn't have enough employees to employ in the NCB.
Are you low on employees?
Is
the NCB low on employees, Kanika Sadanand says, that you have to take help from a BJP worker?
I think this answer has already been answered by the NCB officials. I am not a spokesperson.
No, where in the rule book?
No, as a spokesperson of the BJP, you tell me.
That a BJP or a common citizen can be allowed to do the job.
I would like to ask Mr. Clive Trastow and Nawab Malik.
One by one, please. One by one. Gentlemen, one by one, please. Yes. Mr. Shetty first.
Clyde, allow me to speak. I did not interrupt you when you spoke. Clyde, allow me to speak. You are going to have press conference tomorrow. You are welcome. You have ample time. Mr. Nawab Malik will have
Mr. Shetty,
of time
the
to
point,
speak.
Please.
But allow me to speak just now.
You're also welcome to hear our.
See, by citing a member of a BJP or any other political party, just being party to that particular race, I don't think so that it minimized the crime that Mr. Aryan has done. Aryan was in possession of that. That is what the NCP is saying. The court has upheld all these things. Mr. Satish Mansinte tried to save him, but then it is the court which decided. It is not me or you, Sanket.
Fair enough.
Studio that we have. To
absolutely fair enough. By that logic, Mr. PKT Nambiar, I want to come to you now. One moment, PKT Nambiar. PKT Nambiar, and then Adil Singh Bopra. PKT Nambiar.
Just 30 seconds.
No. One moment, Mr. Crestor. I have to move on. I'll come back to you, please. Yes. PKT Nambiar. By this logic, that no culprit, no one who is a criminal, should be left off the hook, however high and mighty and powerful he or she may be. Correct? That's the point. That's the submission. By that same logic, what is happening as far as the 3,000 kgs, 21,000 crore rupees worth of drugs? What arrests have been made? 4 Afghanis, 1 Uzbek, and 8 others. Where is the Indian kingpin? Where is the Indian mastermind? You nip it in the bud. No, however high and mighty they may be. I am extending Mr. Shetty's argument to the seizure at Mundra port. Why is there a difference between Mumbai and Mundra? Mr. Nambiar.
Well, Sanket, since you have mentioned two parts of it, Mundra, let us go one by one. With regard to the Mundra, first and foremost, you have to understand that the NCB, which you are complaining about overall, is the one which has captured that particular the massive the substance, which of course now the government of India has also been appointed the NIA to probe it. So I think let us not jump the gun and decide that if that is the same logic, if an Adani port or a private player's port has...
No, I am not even getting into Adani. I am not getting into who owns the port.
Sanket, you had a long question and I have been waiting. Sure. Give me one... Be justice to me also.
Sure.
What all I am saying is, if this is the case, in the Kerala, the 80%, almost 80% of the large chunk of the gold smuggling which take place in India comes through the port of Kerala airports. Everybody knows that. I think it is 3,000 kilos or something more than that. It's much more than that. If with this logic of whatever we are applying in this esteemed panel, that the left and the right is the one which always rule the Kerala state. So should I say that all the ports which belongs, airports which through the smuggling take place, let us put the blame on the left government or in the right government or the Congress government which has been ruling this
state? No, I am not even getting the government Mr. Nambiar, my question was on agencies. If you want to end this drug menace, you nip it in the bud.
Capture the...
Nip it in the bud.
Find
the mastermind. Where is the mastermind? You are saying that four Afghan nationals and one Uzbeki is the mastermind.
Which captures it. No, Sanket. The agencies are the one which may be different agencies in different cases would be the one which will capture all of it. One is that we must, rather than appreciating the fact, such a big thing, we have been, our agencies were able to capture, rather than appreciating the fact, we are trying to demotivate our own agencies.
Mr. Nambiar, let me quickly come back to you. Adil Singh Bhopure as well as Umakant Mishra. You know, one more. Mr. Mishra has to speak as a former director of the NCB.
One more. And the other people are doing an injustice while trivializing the issue that the large...
Nobody is trivializing. I think we are giving it... We are giving it the serious... One more, please. Too much noise, Mr. Nambiar. One moment. Mr. Umakant Mishra, I want to come to you. And after that, I'll go to Adil Singh Bhopure.
Yeah.
Mr. Nambiar says that we are trivializing the issue. Actually, we are seriously debating this issue for the seriousness it deserves, that you want to or you should ideally nip it in the bud. Yes, get rid of the end users also. Obviously, it is a crime. So, you're following the rule book. Mr. Mishra, I want to ask you, do you think that the NCB is dragging its feet, or is it easy for the NCB to find the mastermind, given the political compulsion? Obviously, whoever was getting in 3,000 kilograms of drugs must be like a very, very powerful person. Mr. Mishra, please. Mr. Nambiar, please wait.
Yeah. Sanket, I will clarify the present discussion by alluding to few legal and operational points.
Yes, sir.
You are talking about 3,000 kilo seizure, and on the other side, you are talking about very small quantities from the cruise. We are talking about two different operational contexts. The 3,000 kilo seizure, obviously there are a lot of foreign nationals arrested, Indian nationals arrested, and you might be aware that the case has now gone to NIA for further investigations. So from this, you and the panel must understand the seriousness of it and the seriousness with which the investigations are being made. Mm. Unless and until there are terror or terror financing angle, because you all are aware about the recent Afghanistan developments.
Yes.
And how the Doha agreement between US and Taliban has failed and has released a lot of heroin stockpile and arms in the region. So that is one operational context. And that is the supply side context. The other side, you are talking about this cruise seizure, which is gathering a lot of news and media attention. So this is, I will say, the demand side. One thing good is happening from the small seizure, that it is creating such a hype that the government is saving a lot of crores and thousands of crores of looking in creating public awareness for a small such seizure in a cruise, leading to only 17 people who are arrested.
But Mr. Mishra, one moment.
People.
Mr. Mishra, you know, can
so,
I...
But, if no,
you
no, could, I've just let me...
If you could allow me, because, you know, your argument seems to be that in order to further the message that
so
drugs are bad, a small little seizure and an arrest
no,
is
I'm
doing
not,
the
I'm
trick
not
that
driving
crores
the,
of rupees
Sanket,
of
I'm not driving.
Advertising would do.
No, I'm not driving the point. that you must cage a big man's son. What I'm trying to drive a point is that the enforcement activities should concentrate on both supply side and demand side.
And demand side.
Rail party, which started as a dance party, you know,
but do you
has
feel somehow 30 so grams people allegedly being consumed by a superstar son gets much more traction for the NCB than 3,000 kilograms? You know, that is exactly what Vikas Singh was also saying.
There is an NIA.
Sanket, we are talking about two different points.
Probe is already on.
One moment, Mr. Mishra is speaking.
What else you can expect?
Mr. Mishra, please, right now. Yes.
Yeah. Again, can you repeat your question, Sanket?
Yes, okay. My question is, do you think that, you know, exactly your point, that it creates so much sensation, that it will create awareness, that all that will happen. So obviously the NCB also thinks.
Let's do this.
It will create so much of sensation. We'll be in the news. But it'll take the focus away from 3,000 kilograms.
No.
Because maybe that is
what
not
I
as
meant
sensational
to say
enough.
There are two different types of context. One is the supply side where it's used very, very huge seizures. With equal intensity, you have to concentrate your enforcement efforts on the demand side. Because demand side is also very important. But you see, the context becomes much smaller. When you say that, where are the big seizures when you go ahead from the small seizures? You see, when you talk about small seizures, say 5 grams, even if you catch a peddler or a local distributor, you will get maximum 200 grams or 300 grams, which is happening.
But you're saying that the supply and demand both needs to be under investigation.
Either you come from down or you go from...
And I think one point that Mr. Mishra made, which was very, very interesting, is that when big drug seizures
happen,
you cannot rule out the terror financing.
Second, I want to
terrorism angle. Like, Mr. Mishra, allow me to come back to you, because Arjun Singh Bopra has not spoken. If you allow me, I'll come back to you so that you can complete your point. Mr. Bopra has not spoken. Let's be fair to the Congress also. Mr. Bopra, before I ask you this question, two of our viewers on the Coup app have sent a question. Veer says, NCB is just trying to be in the limelight by targeting Bollywood because it creates a sensation, and thus NCB is seen as doing great work. Dipali Sinha also says, is the NCB working with some political agenda? So I would like to ask you these two questions.
Well, Sanket, in principle, every agency, every institution under the present dispensation has been reduced to a tool to subserve BJP's political ends. This is in principle. Having said this, the Congress party's position is very clear. Regardless of who the individual is, if there has been an infraction of law and if there is prosecutable material, then the law must take its own course. But the grievance which the Congress party has highlighted from time to time is the selective and the differential application of law. The rigors of law or the rigors of the NDPS Act must apply equally. It must apply equally to the Bollywood and it must apply equally to Adani's Mundra Port. Now, most certainly, you have to go against last mile consumers. But what about 3,000 kgs of heroin? Does anybody want the country to believe that one couple based in Vizag who works on a commission basis for 4 lakh rupees was importing heroin worth more than 50,000 crore rupees? There have been several consignments which have passed from the same Adani Mundra port. A couple, a commission agent based out of Vishakhapatnam, is time and again importing drugs from Afghanistan via Iran using a particular route called the Adani Mundra route. Is this not a matter of concern? Is it not a matter of concern?
No, but then Mr. Bopra, BJP will turn around and say it's our agencies who found this out.
Well, please understand.
We did the drug seizure.
Let me ask you that.
Mr. Nambiar, one moment, please.
Jumping from your chair.
Let him at least complete what he's saying.
Very carefully. On the 9th of June of this year, there was another consignment imported by the same Ashi Trading Company from the same exporter based out of Afghanistan, which was shown as talcum powder. Worth more than 5,000 kgs. Where is that 5,000 kgs? Which is in the international market worth more than 1 lakh crore rupees. Most certainly prosecute individuals
if there is an infraction of law. The problem arises that the BJP applies the law selectively. And this is the perfect exemplar for the BJP. It's the perfect fodder for the BJP. The BJP is facing immense flak all over the country, more particularly in the Lakhimpur case. And this serves as a perfect pretext for them to deflect attention.
Attention diversion
exercise. What about
exercise?
The vacancies in the NCB? Okay. Ask Mr. Mishra.
Okay.
Ask the BJP. Why haven't the vacancies been filled in the NCB?
Okay, I think the point over here is just when you look at, one moment, I think the point very simply in quantity, that what Kanika Sadanand said, is 3,000 kgs versus 30 grams. Which is bigger? If you don't have a supply, there will be no demand. Cut the supply. Mr. Nambiar, I want to come to you now. What should be the greater attention and greater focus of the NCB? Fine, it is part of the law. Follow the law. But if you want to end this menace, shut the tap.
The last, till before 2014, if you really look at the NCRB data, the average 7 years of the Congress rule time, the NCB was average doing about less than 30,000 numbers. Now Mr. the average Nambiar, is more than 60,000.
No, what number?
So I think the government of this government is very serious.
Nambiar, please give us authentic numbers. You are saying NCB was 10,000 numbers. What is the number?
I'm not a producer of that. I am reproducing the data. I'm not the producer of the data.
No, but what is the quantifiable measurement of that data?
The average has doubled.
Mr. Mishra is right here. He'll give you all the right data.
The number of cases which this government has been very seriously. That is the reason the number of cases have been gone up very drastically. Adil should also appreciate the fact that it is in the same Mundra port. The government of India and its agencies are the only one who have been able to capture these stuff. That is the reason you and me are able to do a debate on the
No, Mr. Nambiar, my question is very different. Four Afghanis and one Uzbek national and some 8 Dawdy people are not the masterminds. No. There is obviously some mastermind somewhere. We don't get to know of that mastermind. There will be another import. Mr. I want to go back to Mr. Mishra because he's smiling. Obviously, he's the man who will have, with authority, he'll be able to tell us on the numbers. First of all, Mr. Mishra, would you like to tell us whether Mr. Nambiar's claim is correct that in the UPA 7 years, versus the BJP 7 years, it's more drug seizures double. Have happened right now.
The number of cases.
I'll take your word for it.
Double. I'm saying double.
Yeah, I'm sure you're right, but let me get an authentic number. One moment. Mr. Mishra.
Yeah, there has been definitely an increase in number of cases, but that doesn't reflect on NCB or the agencies. You see, because NCB is a bureau. NCB is a bureau, so it collects data and prepares a statistics. So if you look at the number of cases and all that, yes, they have certainly increased. But the number of cases does not reflect the seizures. You see, right from 2017, there has been an increase in production and trafficking in the Southwest East Asia and Southeast Asia. So on an average, the addiction problem or the numbers all over the world has not gone down. They are almost maintaining the same ratio as it was 10 years ago also. So you cannot say that enforcement efforts are failing. You cannot say enforcement actions are successful. Hmm. Irrespective of the government, I am not bringing politics into this. Despite all the efforts, the enforcement efforts and the public participation and the supply side reduction also and demand side reduction also not improved appreciably. That is not the issue. Is what basically you are telling, arrest of 4 Afghanis, 1 Uzbeki and all that. You see, what happens is it is a matter of investigation and it doesn't happen
NDA
in one day.
Investigating.
A
NDA
man or a gang or a
Mr. Mishra.
A syndicate which has the capacity to import 3,000 kilos at a time must have taken all the possible precautions to evade all the possible stumbling blocks, all the possible drug enforcement measures.
So don't you think, Mr. Mishra, that there would have been some mastermind, some powerful Indian mastermind who has been let off the hook?
Masterminds. It is a matter of investigation, an inquiry, thorough investigation. You are not talking about a marketplace where you go to the market and see who has supplied. There has to be, there are international connections, there might be state-sponsored activities, there might be
political connections also.
Terrorist groups who might have done. But you cannot overnight say that who is the mastermind. Yeah, it has done, it has happened only on 13th September.
Okay. So you are saying that there is not even 1 month some room for the investigation to unfold. Okay. Kanika Sadanan wanted to come in and then Mr. Krastu. Yes.
Sankit, there are 2 points I want to say here. So one thing has been established today is that the NCP doesn't have enough employees, so they need to have private citizens coming in during the season.
It's really funny.
Okay, second thing. One second. Let me complete, Mr. Nambiar. Mr. Nambiar, keep quiet, please. Let me complete. The second thing that has been proven here is that NCP is a failure, and they only can see 30 grams, but they cannot find one.
This is a very bad way. One more. Mr. Nambiar and Mr. Krastu, please. I request one by one. One by one, please.
NCP. The other thing that has been proved here is that the NCP has not been able to catch that big fish who can afford to pay 21,000 crores.
One moment, Mr. Nambiar, can I please request you, let people talk. I will come back to you. I will give you 1 minute of uninterrupted time. I promise. Can you please let others speak?
I tell you this.
Yes, please. Kanika Sadanan, please.
ये असहिष्णुता जो आपकी बीजेपी में ना बंद करिए मिस्टर नामदार दूसरों की बात भी सुनना सीखिए मैंने कहा कि दूसरा पॉइंट ये है कि एनसीबी has not been able to find that one person or that group or conglomerate who is ready to pay 21,000 crores for 3,000 kgs. So who is the big fish here? So that means basically NCP people are incompetent. They are using private citizens during their investigations and seizures, and they're not being able to find the guys who are going to be buying this. That means the person must be so powerful. There has to be some powerful person who has got this consignment in.
Okay, Mr. Nambiar, your 1 minute of uninterrupted time begins now. Please.
Absolutely. So what all I wanted to say that there are two cases which we are discussing today. Mm-hmm. One is, as the former NCB director said, it's a supply side. It's a very large consignment. The government of India understands the seriousness of it. And that is the reason it has already put a agency of that repute of an NIA is already in place and investigating whether it is from India or from across the border. If anything is there, we need to have it. Second is that NCB may not come out with such kind of a raids every day. There are hundreds of raids which do take place every day by an NCB. And one such case happened to be of a superstar son. So because of a superstar son, it may be getting an extra attention. That is the reason an NDTV at this particular time, we are debating and we are showing sympathy. I wanted to only...
Nobody is showing sympathy, Mr. Nambiar. That's a sweeping allegation. I will have to come in. One moment. This sweeping allegation, you think you're...
I am only saying...
No. There is no sympathy. The opening, Mr. Nambiar, there is no sympathy for anyone who's breaking the law. Okay?
My question is,
Mr. Aryan Khan is guilty, he should be punished. But I'm saying that you want to end one more. No,
it is, there
you cannot make a sweeping allegation and get away with it. Mr. Nambiar,
the children,
there is no sympathy for a star's kid.
Let us not, I'm no sympathy. Saying that we need to be going, because he is a superstar son, so we should all go against him. And
so
put
there is no sympathy, no. I'm telling you.
But in the meantime,
nobody is saying,
let us also,
if he is guilty, punish him.
Let us not do the job of a court and the agencies on a television channel. Why are
which is something that you are doing. I am not
saying that, neither you support, not even go
the
again.
Point is, okay, one moment, rationally,
that's it.
Okay, I don't okay, one moment, drug bust 101, Adil Singh Gopurai, one moment, drug bust 101, drug seizures 101, what will end the problem more, 3000 kgs or 30 grams? What will end the problem quickly? Arresting the mastermind who's importing 21,000 crores, 50,000 crores worth of drugs, as Mr. Mishra was saying. Obviously, there are huge connections which will unfold in a probe, or, you know, an arrest like this. I'm saying go ahead, arrest the guilty, punish the guilty. But please have the priorities right. As of this moment, Mr. Adil Singh Bhoparai, it's very clear that the NCB, in its action in Riya Chakravarti and in its action right now, realizes that there is some sort of great publicity that comes with a sensational Bollywood arrest. maybe some dowdy man being arrested for a drug seizure will not get that sort of media attention. So let's concentrate on Bollywood. It will lead to breathless coverage on television channels. Sankhya, which is why I'm trying to fix, this debate is trying to fix the equation.
Let me answer.
This debate is fixing that equation. Mumbai is as important as Mundra.
Most certainly.
Adil Singh Bhopal.
Sanket, the BJP's entire focus is headline management. They're least bothered about eradicating narco-terrorism or drug trafficking from this country, number one. Number two, the pertinent question, is Adani Mundra code being investigated? Because it has come to light that time and again the same route is being used. Number three, you arrest some Indian citizens who work on a commission basis and you say that you are objectively investigating this case. Has any press statement been released with the same kind of alacrity as in this case? Is the same kind of enthusiasm and zeal being shown in the other cases? I think that's the nub of the matter. Apply the law uniformly. Do not apply the law to subserve your political ends or to distract public attention from other issues. This is what the Congress Party
okay.
has ad nauseum repeated.
Okay, Clyde. Mr. Clyde Presto, apologies. You had been meaning to say something for a very long time. My apologies.
Thank you, Sanket. I thought you completely forgot that I was part of this.
Absolutely
debate.
Not, sir. How can I forget you? Please.
Yeah, I mean, I thought so. Anyway. So, no, you have a question for me or can I speak what I was supposed to say?
Whatever you want, sir. Whatever you want.
No, my point is very simple. Here is one Mr. Nambiar. I mean, you know, he's been actually trying to digress this whole debate all throughout. You know, we've been trying to talk. Let's have some discipline to start with. Okay? I mean, that's what your NDTV is all about. My point is very simple. Okay? We've been stating this right from the beginning. The question here is, can two common citizens be a part of the NCB system where they are allowed to drag accused? Where in the rule book of the NDPS or the NCB that is written that this can be done? Now, the point here is you keep saying that we are trivializing the whole issue about, you know, BJP people being part of this whole investigation or whatever they are doing. You are making a mockery of the NCB by bringing these kind of people into the system. What kind of precedent are you setting here? And another question here is, this Gosavi, KP Gosavi, when he was dragging Aryan Khan inside, before that, did not the NCB check his antecedents? This man is a fraud. He's got cases against him. So, did they not check the antecedents? So, are you trying to say that accused like this will be allowed to take care of the accused in this whole case? And the other question was, is this sensationalism? It is sensationalism. The NCB is going after the Bollywood. They call Deepika Padukone. They call Arjun Rampal. They call other film stars. What is the end result of all those cases? Where has it gone? There is a judiciary in our country. There's a law in our country. What Aryan Khan has done, not done, will be taken care by the judiciary. Who is the BJP or its functionaries to take care of all this? Why are they allowing this in the system? That's the moot point and that's the question. None of these people, this Bhanusali and Gosavi, they've got photographs with very, very big, tall leaders of the BJP, including the Honorable Prime Minister of our country. None of these leaders have been able to answer. The BJP has been deflecting. They are gone to the extent where they have, you know, sort of, you know, distance themselves with this Bhanusali. Now, what is going on? That's the whole point. You come okay. out, you are talking about Mundra, you are talking about, you know, 3,000 kilos of heroin, you are talking about 3 grams, 6 grams, 10 grams, 30 grams. Why? Because you want sensationalism. For 35 years since the inception of the NCB, they have been doing
no, I agree. But
job.
The point is, you know, the
year,
law of the land is very clear.
Last
even the possession of 10 grams is a crime. And, you know, there is a punishment in proportion. A punishment commensurate to the
can I
to the
say
crime
something?
Committed. Yes.
I mean, because he was talking,
Nambiar.
He was addressing me. Let me tell you,
can I explain
you
something
the
here,
of, the kind of
I'll
passionate
come back to you, Mr.
way
Mr.
you are fighting for Aryan Khan in the Bollywood gang.
Nobody is fighting.
There are hundreds and thousands of
me.
Cases,
answer
such
me.
Cases
who
do
is,
take place every
Gosavi?
Day on this land,
Gosavi?
My dear friend. Which country are you from? Are you from India? Do you know the records of NCB? How many raids do take place? How many people do get punished every day in this particular country on substances like this? And when an Aryan Khan comes, all your love or aapka saare pyar umar umar kar aa
raha
hai. Aryan Khan may be guilty or not guilty. Let who are you to decide? Let the court decide. I will not say
that. Okay, one moment. One moment. Let me come in, Mr. Nambiar. You do agree.
Love for this
you do agree, Mr. Nambiar, one moment. His main point was, what was a BJP leader and a private detective doing there, pulling the accused by the collar?
That's it.
Is this a common practice? Very quickly, Mr. Mishra, I want to come to you now. Mr. Mishra, do you think this is a mistake where NCB officials must be questioned? How are these private individuals?
I will definitely say yes, but let me explain this in a way. You see, the intelligence agencies collect information from all kinds of people. And an insider who is there in crime or associated with crime is the best source. Second point is, whatever may be the affiliation,
you can't have them clicking selfies, shoving them in, one intelligence agency must act, provided
the information is verifiable. The second issue is, being there, these two people, if they are witnesses, they have every right to be there. The NCB protects the identity of the informer. But if somebody comes forward and claims that he has provided the information, NCB cannot do anything about that.
Now, why?
The third point is, it is definitely not in the proper way that NCB allowed these people to be with.
I think that's an important point. Very, very important point that Mishra is making, that it is not proper for the NCB to have allowed these private individuals, one person against whom there are charges of committing fraud, to go inside. Not just pull all the accused by their collar, but also click selfies.
But even allowing, they convert might not NCB have known into a the thorough background. Place, but what I fair. Say is, even if they are witnesses, even if they are informers, they should not have been allowed to interfere into the investigation.
I think that point is settled. Now, last word, Niranjan Chetty, don't you think that 3,000 kilograms is way more than 30 grams? And that is why the effort and the mind must also go into finding out who the culprit is and who the mastermind is behind 3,000 kilograms.
Sanket, I do not deny
that's where the bulk of the energy should be.
Sanket, I do not deny that what is important. But here, the important is the crime that has happened. Either it is 3,000 kg or 30 grams. Irrespective of that, I can understand the agony of Mr. Clyde Crasto and Mr. Nawab Malik, because Mr. Nawab Malik's son-in-law has already spent 8 months in the jail. Number one, hear me out, Clyde, hear me out.
Okay. One. I'm running out of time, please. Very quickly.
What was Bhanusari doing that? Answer that. And tomorrow there will be another BJP.
Miss Kanika Sadanand, last word, please. Very quickly. Miss Sadanand wants to say something. Last word. I'm running out of time.
Whatever, he can go to the court and allege about
yes,
that.
Yes, Ms. Sadanand.
Last word, Sanket, is consumption is also an offense.
Mr. Shetty, please don't get personal about Mr. Nawab Malik, and that matter is already in the court.
Okay.
So don't talk about that.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'll have to end this. It's a heated discussion, but the point is, you know, somebody said on this panel, you're trivializing the issue. No, we are according it the seriousness and the respect it deserves. To have a serious, balanced debate on what exactly should be our priority if we want to end the drug menace in this country. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us. News continues on the other side. Stay with us.